local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 7.05, FM Talk 106.5, deadly tornadoes ripped through the southeast yesterday on Easter Sunday. Now up to 18 fatalities associated with it. More details on the way and the latest numbers in the fight against coronavirus straight ahead. Dr. Bill's forecast coming up after we check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are still clear. No major backups or delays to Bayway, the causeway. It's quiet as you're traveling in from the eastern shore. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Ford, and Malbus to Loxley. We're accident-free on the way in. Springo Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile still open for business and ready to serve you. Shop online at springhilltoyota.com and they can deliver and even complete all the paperwork online. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
There's a reason why your CBD store is the biggest brick-and-mortar CBD retailer in the world. It's their quality, pure and organic CBD products and the personalized education they provide, offering a full line of SunMed products for you and your pets in a stress-free, relaxing environment. Your CBD store of West Mobile will answer your questions and help you get back to your best self. Don't let tomorrow bring another day of pain, sleeplessness, or anxiety. Come see Joe Brown today at your CBD store of West Mobile, Hillcrest, near Greelock.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing in the afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7.07, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday. It was Easter Sunday in the southeast, a stormy one for sure. Chad Myers from Westwood One with more.
39 tornadoes on the ground. Now, that number may go up or down depending on when the survey crews go out. It's going to be a very long survey here. Almost 250 severe wind reports with this, and it's not over. We still have tornado watches all the way from Hampton Roads right on down to Tallahassee.
All right, as that has moved on to our east, thank goodness, but it was a very rough Sunday yesterday for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas in that as well. Oddly enough, we did not get the rain from this down here. We did have the wind. My goodness, the wind down here. And that brought some limbs down and some branches down around our area. It led, I think, at 1,3700 people here locally without power, said Alabama Power. But we didn't get the rain, and we didn't, thank goodness, get the tornadic activity down here. Not far inland, though. You had that tornado track out of Laurel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in our area, I saw last night, and maybe it got higher than that, but wind gusts of up to 49 miles an hour in Mobile County as storms were moving through Washington and Clark County last night. But this was such a big stretch of weather. It's still ongoing on the east coast of Georgia right now, but stretched all the way from Louisiana into Chattanooga, Tennessee last night. You had at least 14 people hospitalized in the Chattanooga area. So talk about a huge storm. It worked its way all across the south yesterday, and Louisiana and Mississippi particularly hard hit.
You know that they give the tornado a number, a strength. They do it forensically. They go in the next day or the day after and look at the damage. But Dr. Bill said just in a preliminary way right now, he said this last hour, maybe looking at an EF4 tornado, one of those that was in Mississippi. And so we'll talk. I mean, that's just an estimate right now. They have to go back through and look at the damage and then estimate the wind speed.
And watching the radar and the channels that had this on last night, that looked like a really long stretch and possibly two tornadoes in that area, Laurel, that stretched across multiple counties in Mississippi. But Mississippi right now seems to have the most fatalities from yesterday's storm. The latest report, their death toll is up to at least 11 right now in Mississippi alone.
All right. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, and for some schools, spring break starts this week, like my children, but for some, spring break is over, and WKRG saying that today would have been the traditional end of spring break and the return to class in Baldwin County Public Schools. schools. Due to the pandemic, though, students will finish the school year online. Having to essentially homeschool the kids may be a daunting task for families in Baldwin County. Officials with the school district say they understand the next few weeks won't be easy, but they won't be impossible either. I'm going to link a story up here with some ideas on homeschooling and how to get through the next few weeks for Baldwin County Schools. Plus, we'll talk about Mobile County Public Schools coming up in just a little bit. All right, and we return to the fight against coronavirus by the numbers. And this weekend, obviously, no big surprise to folks. The number of cases globally increased. And, of course, here at home, we're looking at over 1.8 million coronavirus cases globally.
Yeah, over 1.8 million globally and over 115,000 deaths. And the United States now has far and above more confirmed cases than any other country. Per capita, that's a bit of a different story, but as far as number of total cases, the United States far and away has the most. When you look at the United States, we're now up to 460,000 cases and over 22,000 deaths. New York still the hardest hit of any area, New York and New Jersey. Right now, New York has nearly 190,000 total cases, and New Jersey nearly has 62,000 total cases. And those two states alone have, it looks like, 11,600 deaths at this point, which makes up over half of the total number of deaths in America. Looking here locally for the state of Alabama, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there are now 3,583 confirmed cases in the state. That's up nearly 1,000 cases from our last update on Friday. 61 have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. There have been 20,605 total tests. Now, that number hasn't been updated since Friday. I expect today we'll see the number of tests that have been performed since then and have been sent into the ADP. 437 hospitalizations since March 13th. And when we look at the county level, the number of cases, 454 in Mobile County with 9 deaths to COVID-19, 71 cases in Baldwin County, 12 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 19 cases of COVID-19 in Clark County, 6 in Monroe, 8 in Escambia, 10 in Choctaw, 5 in Conecuh, and 30 cases now in Wilcox County.
Well, as we watch this as well, there's still calls out for N95 masks and actually all kinds of PPE. Stories of statewide PPE donation drive in Alabama beginning today. Nicolette Schleisman from WKRG says the Medical Association of the State of Alabama is hosting a statewide donation drive for personal protective equipment, or PPE. Multiple drop-off locations across the state. Here in our area, drop-off locations for Mobile County is Mobile County Medical Society, 2701 Airport Boulevard. In Baldwin County, Thomas Medical Center at 27961 Highway 98. And South Alabama Family Practice, that is in Foley at 202 West Orange Avenue. Link this story up as well on the Twitter feed. You can check it out. And if you have donations to make, make sure you get those to those folks on the front lines of the fight against coronavirus. All right, we'll check sports on the way, and news is next.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 3,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, with 93 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported more than 100 new cases over the weekend, with 454 people testing positive for the virus. 15 people have died throughout the county. There are 71 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 19 cases, while Washington County has 12. At least 6 people died after powerful storms ripped across the south on Easter Sunday. 3 deaths were reported in Jefferson Davis County. A Lawrence County sheriff's deputy and his wife also died, and one person has died in Walthall County. Emergency management officials are expected to survey the damage in the coming days. A man is dead after a shooting in Pritchard over the weekend. Officers say 68-year-old Larry Cook was shot several times on Stovall Street Saturday night. Right now, there is little information on a suspect or motive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942-built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
During this coronavirus outbreak, USA Health is providing virtual visits for new and established patients with basic medical needs, like initial consultations, post-op follow-ups, and needs that don't require an in-person visit. Virtual visits are conducted by audio-visual technologies that allow a patient and a healthcare provider to interact without contact. You must have an email address and a computer or phone with a camera to take part. Schedule a virtual visit at 251-434-3711.
716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The startup Professional Football League XFL canceled the remainder of its inaugural season in March. Now it looks like Vince McMahon's league may not survive the coronavirus pandemic. On Friday, the league announced in an internal conference call that the XFL is suspending operations and laying off its employees. League owner McMahon said in a statement, quote, "Given the uncertainty of the current environment, the XFL has suspended operations and is evaluating next steps." According to ESPN, a source on the conference call said that while league COO Jeffrey Pollock stopped short of saying that the league was going out of business, it was strongly implied. The eight-team league had completed half of its 10-game regular season before they ceased to play. XFL staffers had believed that the league would resume play in 2021, and players had previously been told they would be paid through the end of the regular season, which was scheduled to end this weekend. In college basketball news, the Auburn Tigers picked up a big commitment over the weekend. Top 50 2020 recruit JT Thor announced yesterday that he had chosen Auburn over Oklahoma State. The 6'8" power forward joins a Tigers class that already includes five-star point guard Sharif Cooper, ESPN 100 guard Justin Powell, and three-star forward Chris Moore. According to ESPN, Auburn is still heavily involved for the number one senior in the country, Jalen Green, and top 10 senior Greg Brown, both of whom will announce their decisions in the next 2 weeks. LSU freshman Trendon Watford announced yesterday that he plans to enter the 2020 NBA draft. Watford was a consensus top 20 recruit and a McDonald's All-American at Mountain Brook High School here in Alabama. In his first year with LSU, Watford averaged 13.5 points and 7 rebounds per game. The Tigers finished tied for second in the Southeastern Conference before, of course, the conference tournament and season was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. Duke center Vernon Carey Jr. also announced his plans to enter this year's NBA draft. The freshman led the Blue Devils in scoring, rebounding, and blocked shots this past season. He was named the National Freshman of the Year by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association and the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Carey is the third Duke underclassman to enter this year's draft. He joins fellow freshman Cassius Stanley and sophomore Trey Jones. Former Chicago Cubs second baseman Glenn Beckert passed away over the weekend at the age of 79. Beckert spent 9 seasons with the Cubs from 1965 to 73 before he finished his career with 2 seasons with the San Diego Padres. In 1968, Beckert led all of baseball with 98 runs scored. He also won a Gold Glove that year and was selected as an All-Star 4 straight seasons beginning in 1969. And former PGA Tour golfer Doug Sanders passed away over the weekend at the age of 86. Sanders was born in Cedartown, Georgia in 1933. He played college golf at Florida and passed away yesterday morning in Houston. Sanders won 20 PGA Tour events between 1956 and 1972, came close but was never able to win a major. finished as the runner-up in majors four separate times. 719 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. And tax tips on the way, brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates. Of course, everybody's got an extension this year, so April 15th is not the deadline. But you still get them in.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Unhappy with the size of your tax refund last year? Recalculate how much you should be withholding from your paychecks to get the refund you want. It's too late to change your refund for this tax season. That money was taken out from your 2019 wages. But now is the best time of year to update your withholding with your employer for next year. For a larger refund, withhold more. For a smaller check, have less deducted. Remember, you should always check your withholding whenever you have a life event that can affect your taxes, including getting married, having a baby, or buying a house. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R-S. SCPA.com. This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, keeping their shelves full of the freshest fruits and vegetables straight off the farm. From the Allegri Farm Market family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy. Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing in the afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident without injuries westbound on the Cochrane Bridge. They've called for the wreckers. It's going to be a little bit slow there, but light traffic in the area. No problems as you're traveling across the Bayway again from Daphne, Spanish Fort, Malvis to Loxley and I-10. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corners offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Perfect for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. In Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 723 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. I'll be checking in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, coming up in just a little bit. Also, Larry Kirby from LCM checking in, and we'll get into your calls and your text here at 343-0106. And rolling reentry. That may be the term of the week, the new thing added to the vernacular, rolling reentry. Mm-hmm. What is that all about? Well, it's about getting the economy back on and going. Of course, when? That's the big question. President Trump's at odds with some governors out there and public health experts over reopening the nation's economy. Athena Jones from Westwood One with more.
The clock is ticking toward President Trump's possible May 1st target to end the virtual national shutdown. And Trump is seemingly growing anxious to declare the country open again amid the coronavirus pandemic. But some state leaders worry a push to ease social distancing could cause even more harm.
I fear if we open up too early and we have not sufficiently made that health recovery and cracked the back of this virus that we could be pouring gasoline on the fire, even inadvertently.
There's still a long way to go. We're not getting out of this in a couple weeks, or probably even in a couple months. So we got to keep this momentum going.
In New York State, which has the highest number of cases anywhere in the world and the most deaths in the country, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the human cost of the crisis can't be compared to any amount of money lost in the economy.
We need a public health strategy that is safe, that is consistent with an economic strategy. The last thing we want to see is an uptick in that infection rate and an uptick in those numbers that we worked so hard to bring down.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is suggesting the easing of some restrictions could happen as soon as next month.
It is not going to be a light switch that we say, okay, it is now June, July, or whatever, click, the light switch goes back on. It's going to be depending where you are in the country.
But the director of the institute that created models cited by the White House cautions that lifting social distancing protocols too soon could be detrimental.
We don't think the capability in the states exists yet to deal with that volume of cases. And so by July or August, we could be back in the same situation we are now.
A New York Times report this weekend outlined cases of the president downplaying warnings from top health officials on the dangers of a possible pandemic, saying it took Trump 3 weeks after the first recommendation to implement national social distancing strategies. Fauci admitting beginning mitigation efforts earlier could have saved additional American lives.
But what goes into those kinds of decisions is complicated. Obviously, if we had right from the very beginning shut everything down, it may have been a little bit different. But there was a lot of pushback about shutting things down back then.
I was going to say, so the armchair quarterbacking has begun, but it's been going on for quite a while. As we look at the rolling reentry, getting the economy back online, and a lot of questions out there that there's not precedent set to deal with, and it's going to be, you know, it's a learning process, to sound cliched, but it is indeed. All right, 726 FM Talk 106.5, also a deadly Easter Sunday in the southeast for tornadoes. Those numbers up around 18 now for fatalities in the southeast.
Yeah, there have been at least 18 people confirmed dead after that severe weather yesterday that stretched from Louisiana all the way east. I think it's still on the east coast of Georgia right now, but even Chattanooga, Tennessee got hit pretty hard last night. At least 14 hospitalized in that area. It seems like Mississippi has the highest fatality amount from yesterday. Their death toll is up to 11 as of this morning. And we were talking earlier about the one or maybe two tornadoes that, and there were a lot of tornado reports from last night across the southeast United States, but it seems like a particularly violent tornado, at least one, maybe two, went through the Laurel area of Mississippi. And we'll see. We talked with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and we'll talk to him here again in just a few minutes. But I'm seeing maybe an EF4 or possibly an EF5 on that tornado that stretched through Mississippi. But you look at some of the destruction from yesterday, pictures are hard to handle right now.
Absolutely, yeah. And we'll talk about that with Dr. Bill coming up in just a few. Also, Jeff on the text line commenting, he said, remind people to check their bank accounts for the stimulus check. If you provided your bank account information while doing taxes over the last couple of years, the first wave of direct deposits went in over the weekend. I can confirm mine is in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday was the first day of those payments going out. Here's the deal. If you already have the account number associated with federal government, they're going to be making those deposits direct into your account. $1,200 for the individual, up to what, $3,400?
Yeah, with kids,
for a family of four, right? So, and then obviously, if you have more children, add on $500 for each one after that. Those are going to accounts. The mailed checks are supposed to start at the beginning of May, and they'll be going out at, I think, $20 million a week, but it could take as long as September to get all those filed. Also, this question from the text line, will the state of Alabama make people pay state income tax on the $1,200 they get from the Fed if they qualify for the check? Well, there's work being done right there in the state. I had State Senator Chris Elliott on last week. He said he's moving a bill right now for them to vote on whenever they go back that would relieve the responsibility of paying state income tax on that. That podcast available on fmtalk1065.com. We'll keep our eyes on that story and be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 3,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, with 93 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported more than 100 new cases over the weekend, with 454 people testing positive for the virus. 15 people have died throughout the county. There are 71 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 19 cases, while Washington County has 12. At least 6 people died after powerful storms ripped across the south on Easter Sunday. 3 deaths were reported in Jefferson Davis County. A Lawrence County sheriff's deputy and his wife also died, and one person has died in Walthall County. Emergency management officials are expected to survey the damage in the coming days. A man is dead after a shooting in Pritchard over the weekend. Officers say 68-year-old Larry Cook was shot several times on Stovall Street Saturday night. Right now, there is little information on a suspect or motive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Crime never takes a break. As you well know, with all the threats in our world today, it'd be a great idea to check out the safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and D'Iberville. No matter what you need to protect from theft or fire, they've got the right Liberty Safe at just the right price. And starting today, for a limited time, any safe over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, call ahead for store hours or go to mwliberty.com to place your order. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Special report, coronavirus update. At 22,100, the U.S. now has more coronavirus deaths than hard-hit Italy and Spain.
Meanwhile, the number of cases seem to be leveling off in Italy and Spain. Officials in Italy calling the downward trend, quote, trustworthy, end quote. This with news that in China and other places that have lifted some restrictions, they're seeing an increase in the spread. President Trump has also indicated he'd consider the possibility of reopening some businesses here the first of next month. I'm Jim Roop.
The unemployment crisis is fueling demand for help by America's food pantries. Eric Cooper is CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank.
Typically, we feed about 60,000 people a week. In the COVID-19 crisis, this has doubled to about 120,000 people a week.
Disruptions in the shipping industry has made it harder to continue food production and or transport goods, compounding shortages. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kushenko with Your Money Now. The majority of a small group of coronavirus patients showed their condition improve after treatment with remdesivir, an experimental drug being developed by Gilead Sciences. The study is based on results from a cohort analysis of 53 patients hospitalized with severe COVID-19 symptoms. About two-thirds of the patients showed improvement in oxygen support, and 17 of 30 of those treated who were on ventilators were able to be taken off the life support machines. Across the U.S., millions of restaurant employees who work to bring food to our tables are now struggling to keep food on their own as coronavirus shutdowns have put them out of work. But in 20 states, restaurant workers will be able to receive some relief thanks to Samuel Adams, partnering with the Greg Hill Foundation. Sam Adams has launched the Restaurant Strong Fund, which offers $1,000 to restaurant workers in 20 states, including California, Georgia, Illinois, New York, Texas, and Vermont. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And severe weather indeed. You had called for Easter Sunday and all over the southeast. Some severe weather, tornadoes associated. I think 18 fatalities at this point over the southeast is what they're totaling. Talk about what happened yesterday.
Yeah, the tornadoes that occurred over Mississippi, they'll be looking at those today, looking at the damage. And a couple of those were very, very strong. I mentioned in the last hour that we had two tornadoes that followed almost the same track across south-central Mississippi, northwest of Laurel, and that had very long tracks. I believe that there may be one that went as much as 100 miles and stayed on the ground, and that's rather unusual. But there were scattered tornadoes across Mississippi and also Alabama, and then last night in Georgia.
And we talk about it here at home. The winds very, very gusty yesterday, and I kept thinking at any point here comes the rain, but it really didn't for us.
That was amazing. The very southernmost portion of the line of thunderstorms sort of broke up, and there were gaps then in the line. And from much of the Mobile area, we got very little rain. Officially at the airport, only 0.02. And by the way, that's a strong contrast to the record rain that fell on this date in 1955. 13.36 inches fell on that day.
Whoa.
And that's the most ever in a single day in Mobile.
Holy cow, it might be the biggest total for a lot of places ever. So over a foot of rain in one day.
Exactly, 13.36, and that again was on April 13th in 1955.
Holy cow. All right, Dr. Bill, and speaking of that, those kind of rainfall totals for high numbers, low numbers, all that kind of information is in the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, and people who are going to be doing their job and staying at home can still get their information. How do they do it?
Oh, you sure can. Get on your computer and go to mobileweatheralmanac.com. That's mobileweatheralmanac.com. You get all the information in the 2020 Almanac. And a nice day today. If you get a chance to get outside today, it's going to be sunny, and we're not going to cool off quite yet. It'll be about 82 today, but lower humidity. But tonight we will cool down to about 52 under mostly clear skies, and then tomorrow, for the most part, it'll be mostly sunny. But late in the afternoon, we could see some isolated showers, and then the showers become numerous tomorrow night. And what's going to happen is the front that's gone through and now over the Gulf, a low pressure system will form along that front, and it'll track to the northeast and eventually end up off the Carolinas on Wednesday. So tomorrow night, it'll produce numerous showers in our area. And then on Wednesday, a few showers around, especially in the morning, but we will be cooler, about 72 for the high on Wednesday, and nice weather for Thursday in the mid-70s. Not bad on Friday, but a slight chance of a shower, upper 70s, and we look way ahead to the weekend. Upper 70s on Saturday with a few scattered showers and then a better chance for some rain on Sunday as we warm into the low 80s. So we're going to have a little bit of a cool spell that basically gets back to normal for this time of the year.
All right. So, and you feel pretty good for the tomorrow night's rain, that we will get that rain?
it looks pretty good with that low tracking just to the south of us, and it's going to send moisture up over the top of the air that we have in place. So it doesn't look at this point like we're going to see thunderstorm activity, but mostly showers.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. And he also getting ready for, believe it or not, hurricane season not too far off out there. All right, we'll have that to deal with. I mean, one of the questions, and not to be flippant about it, but I'm looking at, you know, they're looking at a state of emergency from the tornado damage in Mississippi, but they're currently under a state of emergency with coronavirus. Can you, any of the government folks listen to the show, can you let me know, can you have states of emergency?
I don't know what's the process there?
I don't know. I mean, once you're in one, can you have it? Is it just specific, like, okay, here's our state of emergency for coronavirus, and then we're going to add, Mississippi would add one for the tornado damage?
Yeah, because I don't think it's as simple as the governor just, you know, getting up or releasing a statement and saying we're under the state of emergency. I'm sure they file something with the federal government. And
well, it makes them makes people eligible for those loans, for the cash assistance coming in. So maybe that's interesting. We'll dig into that, try to figure that one out. 7:40, we'll check in with Larry Kirby coming up. Also, Kane with traffic up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Dale Spiegens, CEO and co-founder of Shipshape Urban Farms, a 3.5-acre farm growing inside one shipping container. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Whether you are looking for additional investment properties, new tenants, or a home to rent, the Roberts Brothers Property Management Team can help. Our team has over 7 decades of real estate experience in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. We are ready to help you in any way we can. Visit rentwithrobertsbrothers.com for more information.
Dale Spiegens wants to change the time and distance it takes for, say, a head of lettuce to get from where it's grown to where you and I consume it here in Mobile. He's taken on growing food, mostly leafy vegetables, inside portable shipping containers using LED lights, climate control systems, and a type of hydroponics. The company's called Shipshape Urban Farms, and the concept was born out of the idea of putting gardens into blighted neighborhoods. Dale shares his startup story, insights into his market, and even what you and I would pay for one. It's awesome. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
The Department of Labor can help workers and employers with unemployment claims related to COVID-19. File claims and get more information at labor.alabama.gov. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station, with funding provided by the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment and Training Administration, and the Federal Workforce Opportunity Innovation Act. An equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities.
From the Lola CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident at Theodore Dawes Road and Donald Road. That's going to be without injuries during the clearing stages of westbound on the Concord Causeway. State troopers are clear, but running some radar. The Bayway, the Causeway, it's quiet coming into the Eastern Shore. Lola CBD on Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. Suffering from anxiety, depression, pain, or seizures, they may be able to help. Find them on Facebook and Instagram, now offering curbside service. Lola CBD. And I'm Kane with FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Social distancing, pandemic, quarantine, words that are now a part of our daily conversation. The new normal. It seems like everything has changed. But one thing that remains constant is live local radio that keeps us connected. At FM Talk 106.5, we'll do our best to relay the most relevant information and how to cope in the age of coronavirus. We're all in this together. And just like we've done for the last decade, we'll continue to turn up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.
743 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and find out what's shaking for this week. Hey, Larry.
Morning, John. Well, we're going to be open, and we had good traffic over the weekend, and we've been very cautious about it, but we've got a great inventory and great financing. That's the key. We've got a lot of lenders that are up and running all over the country.
Yeah, you also got a great website. People can tour through those vehicles before they figure out which one they got to have.
Absolutely. They can tour the vehicles. They can also get a pre-approval loan on a secure site. So go through that process and save them the least amount of time here they have to be.
All right. Let's talk about how to come find you in person and online.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Car. 744 coming up. We got sports. Also, Dalton, you said the numbers here as they've gone up this morning again.
Yeah, they have here in Alabama. But if we're looking for some positive news out of all this, you look across the entire country, and we've been talking a lot about this model used from the University of Washington, the IHME model that's been used in conjunction with a couple others, and I believe they're using it as a basis for the entire United States when to shut down certain parts of the country, although mm-hmm. we're all under stay-at-home orders right now. But the good news, according to this model, the United States 2 days ago, April 11th, reached our peak use of resources, meaning the hospital beds, ICU beds, ventilators, things of that nature, and also said it's been 3 days since our projected peak in daily deaths. Now, this is a model that it seems was wildly inaccurate at least a few weeks ago, and they've since updated their numbers and really lowered the amount of deaths nationally and in Alabama that we can expect. But if you look at the actual numbers, it kind of tracks right now, and looking at it at a bit of a micro level. So if you look at the day-to-day level, of course, you're going to get a different picture than if you had months and you were able to step back and look at the graph as a whole. But yesterday was our, I believe, sixth day in a row with over 1,500 daily deaths in America. But 2 days ago, April 10th, 3 days ago at this point, we had 2,035 deaths. That was the most in one day since the coronavirus pandemic began. Since then, those numbers have dropped to 1,830 yesterday, or 1,830 on Saturday, and 1,528 daily deaths yesterday. So if that keeps going in that direction, if we keep dropping, then hopefully we would have reached our peak of daily deaths for the United States already just a couple days ago. And the peak number of cases, it seems we reached all the way back on April 4th, there were 34,196 new cases, but the last 2 days it's dropped from 33,000 on April the 10th. So it does seem like the charts are starting to go on the other side of the curve, which is exactly what we want to see. We want that peak to be over and done with. And if you look at the IHME projections for Alabama, they dropped them even further over the weekend. We talked about how drastically the numbers changed early last week, where I think initially they were projecting right around 6,000 to 9,000 deaths for the mm-hmm. entire state by August 4th. That number's now all the way down to 431 by August 4th, according to their projections. They believe we'll hit our peak number of daily deaths in 7 days, and according to their model, they think that number will be right around 16 for the state. And they also say that we will reach our peak resource use in 6 days on April the 19th. The great news there is it doesn't, if we track according to this model, it doesn't look like we'll be low on beds for the ICU or your standard hospital beds. They believe we'll need 829 beds with over 5,700 available, and they say we'll need 161 ICU beds, and we have 474 of those available. But that peak resource use isn't supposed to come until April 19th.
All right, 747 FM Talk 106.5, as we continue this week to remember our lost friend and co-worker who passed away last week, Rennie Brabner. Let this be an example of how strange things are these days, as we wanted to do what most people would do at the passing of a loved one, is to go be with their family and friends, go hug a neck, go visit with folks. Can't do that now, and can't even have a normal visitation. Can't even have normal funerals out there. And so people were getting creative out there, and that's what happened on Saturday as a parade by our late friend Rennie Brabner's house was organized. And I don't know if it was officially sanctioned or not, but we did it. A lot of other folks participated in it, riding by and waving and passing along condolences to his widow, Marianne, who sat on her front porch as we rode by in the Detente District downtown. WKRG was out there. Here's a story from Saturday evening.
Distancing guidelines, the memorial service is very hard, but that is why his community rallied together tonight to honor him and his family in a special way. News 5's Gabby Easterwood is joining us from the Detente Square Historic District with this heartwarming story. Good evening, Gabby.
Good evening, Amber, and that's right. Considering the fact that they couldn't have a regular memorial service for the passing of Rennie Brabner, they decided to line the streets here for a unique way to honor his life.
We don't know how to respond because we can't do what we traditionally do. And so this is a way to kind of pay respect.
This DeTonti Square Historic District showed up to lay down a gift and offer words of encouragement from a distance for Brabner's wife, Marianne, in front of their home.
This is a great loss for us, and we'll support Marianne in any way we can.
Brabner was known for his Moon Pie Minute that aired on FM Talk 106.5 and has been in local media for decades. But when speaking with his neighbors and friends, his career isn't what set him apart.
He was a great neighbor, wonderful person, and we love him dearly, and quite frankly, very sad.
It was his love of Mardi Gras and his neighborhood. In fact, in the historic bylaws of the district, he is named as the mayor of the DeTonti Square Historic District forever.
He is that underlying spirit in this downtown neighborhood.
Rennie was such a wonderful cheerleader for this community, and he fought so hard for it, to protect it, to enhance it, to promote it. Life will be forever changed without him.
We spoke with Brabner's daughter over Facebook Messenger, and she said, quote, "My dad loved all things Mobile, and especially Mardi Gras, so this parade of sorts is just the thing he would have loved."
Whenever he showed up, it was a party, and he is the parade.
That's for sure. We miss him dearly. 750 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check sports with Dalton coming up. And the 8 o'clock hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 3,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, with 93 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported more than 100 new cases over the weekend, with 454 people testing positive for the virus. 15 people have died throughout the county. There are 71 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 19 cases, while Washington County has 12. At least 6 people died after powerful storms ripped across the south on Easter Sunday. 3 deaths were reported in Jefferson Davis County. A Lawrence County sheriff's deputy and his wife also died, and one person has died in Walthall County. Emergency management officials are expected to survey the damage in the coming days. A man is dead after a shooting in Pritchard over the weekend. Officers say 68-year-old Larry Cook was shot several times on Stovall Street Saturday night. Right now, there is little information on a suspect or motive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
752 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The startup Professional Football League XFL canceled the remainder of its inaugural season in March. Now it looks like Vince McMahon's league may not survive the coronavirus pandemic. On Friday, the league announced in an internal conference call that it's suspending operations and laying off its employees. According to ESPN, a source that was on the call said that while league COO Jeffrey Pollock stopped short of saying that the league was going out of business, it was strongly implied. The 8-team league had completed half of its 10-game regular season before ceasing play. XFL staffers had believed that the league would resume play in 2021. Players had been previously told that they would be paid through the end of the regular season, which was scheduled to end this weekend. In college basketball news, the Auburn Tigers picked up a big commitment over the weekend. Top 50 2020 recruit JT Thor announced yesterday that he had chosen Auburn over Oklahoma State. The 6'8" power forward joins a Tigers class that already includes 5-star point guard Sharif Cooper, ESPN 100 guard Justin Powell, and 3-star forward Chris Moore. LSU freshman Trendon Watford announced yesterday that he plans to enter the 2020 NBA draft. Watford was a consensus top 20 recruit and a McDonald's All-American at Mountain Brook High School in Alabama. In his first year with LSU, Watford averaged 13.5 points and 7 rebounds per game. 7:54 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing in the afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As a sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile charged with bringing in sporting events, we understand the serious nature of dealing with the COVID-19 coronavirus as it relates to sporting events in our area. As we all navigate through this unprecedented situation, many of our events coming up in the next 30 to 60 days are being postponed, canceled, or TBD. So to keep up with the latest, please visit our website, mobilesportsauthority.com, or our Facebook for updates. With your safety, we still say go all out. We do.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Heads up, programming note for today on the midday show. Jeff Sessions is going to join us at noon. Also, Andrew Bailey, a local accountant, been navigating all the questions around the PPP, and that's the paycheck. What is it? Protection program. Thank you. It's been a long weekend. Paycheck Protection Program. He's going to join us. So if you have specific questions for small businesses trying to navigate this, make sure to be there at 12:30. That's coming up today on Midday Mobile. We'll talk with him. Specific questions on getting your loan, getting with bankers, all those kind of things.
Yeah, it's important because hopefully we've reached the peak in the United States, and that's a major hopefully that we've reached that peak. But as far as businesses are concerned, the longer that these shutdowns are active, the more of a crunch we're going to see with small and local businesses. So that's going to be huge to hear what he has to say later today.
All right. So that's coming up. And then, of course, every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock, so Midday Mobile from noon to 1. Then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, my buddy Cam Barson comes in for What's Working Special Edition, focused specifically on this new coronavirus economy, what small businesses need to know to navigate this, what medium-sized, what people who work for small businesses need to know. All that is happening twice a week, and we do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, of course, the other 44 hours a week of live local programming we do is focused on the story of coronavirus right here at home, whether that be from getting the economy back on and rolling or health questions or anything in between. That's right here at FM Talk 106.5. And those interviews and podcasts are all curated on the front page of FM Talk 106.5.com. Click the link for COVID-19 local news.